Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
Today and the next day and the day after that, we're going to be talking about The Great Gatsby, and we'll also be talking about the writer of this famous American novel, F. Scott Fitzgerald.
That's right. Have you read this book before, Tom?
Yes, I have. I read it quite some time ago. I enjoyed it, but I don't quite understand why it's considered the great American novel.
Yeah, I don't either.
I mean, I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. But, you know, I thought it's probably fairly easy to have other novels that are just as good or better. But I guess I'm not really a literary critic, you know, so I don't really understand these things.
I think part of it is it portrays or paints a really good picture of what America was like back then in the 20s. Things were different in America in the 1920s. A lot of Americans had become quite wealthy because of the stock market. So people were getting excited about all their money. They were changing from a more traditional conservative life to a more, I guess, liberal style of life. People were buying these fast cars. There was a lot of drinking that was going on.
And they weren't supposed to be drinking because of prohibition.
Yeah, yeah. It was against the law to have all alcohol in the United States then. Of course, that all changed. But, you know, it was kind of a crazy time for the United States. So maybe it's a classic, Tom, because he really does paint a great picture.
And the reason we're talking about it is because I believe there's a new film coming out.
Oh, good.
The Great Gatsby, so that's probably the reason why we're talking about this. And also it's a good reason to talk about this because it is, a fairly influential novel. Let's listen to today's summary of The Great Gatsby in its entirety, and then we'll come back to talk about it.
The Great Gatsby is an intriguing novel that examines life in American high society during the 1920s. The story begins when the narrator, Nick Carraway, moves to an upscale neighborhood in New York to pursue a career as a bond trader. The majority of the people living in the area are young and have recently become rich. They often flash their newfound wealth around in an attempt to impress their peers. One of Nick's neighbors is a mysterious man named Jake Gatsby. Every Saturday evening, Gatsby hosts extravagant parties in his enormous mansion. Nick's cousin Daisy and her husband Tom offer to show him around town. Nick soon learns that Tom is having an affair with a woman named Myrtle. Later, Nick receives an invitation to one of Gatsby's parties where he discovers that Gatsby is madly in love with Daisy. Nick agrees to arrange a meeting for them, and soon after, Daisy and Gatsby have an affair. When Tom learns about their relationship, he is enraged. To get back at Gatsby, Tom tells everyone that he is a vicious criminal and became wealthy through illegal activities. When confronted with her infidelity, Daisy ends her relationship with Gatsby. Tom, feeling victorious, contemptuously allows Daisy to drive home with Gatsby. She accidentally hits Myrtle as she's crossing the road and kills her. Tom later tells Myrtle's husband, Wilson, that Gatsby was the one driving the vehicle. Wilson becomes convinced that Gatsby and his wife were having an affair, so he shoots Gatsby and then commits suicide. At the novel's close, Nick, disgusted by the immoral behavior he's witnessed, decides to return to the Midwest to escape the big city life.
Okay, so the title of our article is A Ride Through the Roaring Twenties with F. Scott Fitzgerald. Now, we should mention that this is talking about the period of history referred to as the 1920s. It was between the end of World War II and the beginning of the Great Depression in the 1930s. So during the 1920s, things were really happening. People were getting rich. They were having great times, drinking alcohol illegally and going to dances and stuff like that. So that's why we refer to it as the Roaring Twenties. Now, The Great Gatsby is an intriguing novel that examines life in American high society during the 1920s, during the Roaring Twenties, also sometimes referred to as the Jazz Age. Now, if you talk about something intriguing, that means it's very interesting. You read it or you see it or you hear about it, and you want to know more, and you just can't get enough of that thing.
Okay, so where does this story begin? Well, We have a narrator named Nick Carraway, and it starts with him. If you have a narrator, either in a novel or even in a movie, you'll sometimes have a narrator. It's the person who is actually telling the story. So you're seeing it from their point of view. They're describing what they can see. It's kind of an interesting technique that a writer will use to use a narrator to tell the story. His narrator is Nick Carraway, and Nick is from the Midwest. Actually, Tom, you're from the Midwest, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. It's a part of the America where there's a lot of farming that's done. People aren't terribly sophisticated in the farming communities. They grow up in traditional societies.
What do you mean we're not sophisticated? I'm a very sophisticated person from the land, from the farms. So, yeah, I'm a lot more sophisticated than you hotshot city people.
And he's just not used to what people are like in big city towns like New York. Well, he moves from the Midwest to an upscale neighborhood in New York. If it's upscale, it just means it appeals to people who have a lot of money. It's a rich area. We only use this in America. The Brits don't say upscale. Upscale just means it's a wealthy community. It's very high class. You have to have money to live there. He lives in this upscale neighborhood in New York, and there he goes to pursue a career as a bond trader. Now, as most of you know, in New York City, there's an area called Wall Street where stocks and bonds are traded, a lot of money exchanged. It's a financial district in New York. A bond is a document that a government or company sells, and they get, by selling this, they get money to invest in their company or the government, and then they promise to pay back that amount of money that they borrowed. So when they're selling this, in essence, it's like borrowing money. So a bond trader can make quite a nice living if the economy's right.
Indeed. So a bond is different from stocks. Stocks, of course, are shares you buy in a company. But again, bonds, as you said, is like the U.S. government will sell bonds to people like $100. And then you can sell it back to them later on with some interest. So they need the money right away. So that's why they sell bonds. And so that's what he's doing. He's a bond trader. The majority of the people living in the area are young and have recently become rich. So if you're young and you've recently become rich, you're often referred to as the nouveau rich, which is good and bad in some ways. We usually kind of look down on the nouveau rich because, well, they're kind of new to us, and so they get kind of snobby really fast with their money, and they didn't really earn it from, like, a rich family, so they don't really have a lot of class. You know, they just got the money, but they're still kind of children in a sense.
Well, they're not as classy. They didn't grow up with the same sort of standards. Old money in the United States, it comes from families who have been wealthy for generations. It's different. So they have a different set of morals and systems. The nouveau rich, nouveau there is actually a French word, and it's the French term nouveau riche, the new rich. And the people who have had money for a long time look down at them. I don't look down at them because they still are wealthy, which is kind of fun. Well, the majority of the people living in that area, like Tom said, they're kind of young, they're hip, and they've recently become wealthy or rich. They often flash their wealth around. If you flash your money around, it means you show it in an obvious way. He's pretty proud that he has money, and so he likes to sort of boast about it, let people know that he can afford to buy expensive things. Well, they like to flash their wealth around, and they do it because they want to impress their peers.
Peers, indeed. So peers are people who are kind of the same age as you are, the same income group, etc. Just the people who are in your same general group or same position or station in life.
Peer can also be somebody that you go to school with, your academic peers. So he's just trying to say, well, these guys love to show off to their friends to kind of impress them about how much money they have. One of Nick's neighbors is a mysterious man named Jay Gatsby. Okay, so this is where the title of the book comes from, The Great Gatsby. Jay Gatsby really is quite wealthy, but we don't know much about him because here it says he's mysterious. Mm. I think people aren't quite sure where he got his wealth from. Maybe it's through illegal activities like selling alcohol or liquor, because back then it was illegal to drink. So those people who were in the alcohol industry that were trading alcohol, they were doing it illegally and making lots of money.
Could be, but again, we don't really know exactly how he got his fortune. But he's got lots of money, so he can afford to throw really big parties. So every Saturday evening, Gatsby hosts extravagant parties in his enormous mansion. Extravagant means you have a lot of extra things that are expensive added to it. Perhaps you've got really expensive drinks and expensive kinds of food to eat. And the people are there with very expensive costumes, and they're all wearing expensive jewelry and stuff like that. And they're being driven there by chauffeur-driven limousines. So these are extravagant parties. And, of course, you're not going to hold such a party in a small hotel room somewhere. You want to have it in an enormous mansion. A mansion, of course, is a very large house that somebody owns, especially someone who is rich. And enormous just means really big, really huge, really great in size.
Okay, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的文学巨著，它的英文的名称称为 The Great Gatsby。那么我们首先来看一下这故事发生的场景。在第一段的第二个句子里面提到 ,The story begins when the narrator, Nick Carraway, moves to an upscale neighborhood in New York to pursue a career as a bond trader.这里面故事的主角，或者与其说是主角，不如说他是一个叙事者 narrator。他的名字叫做 Nick Carraway。他呢，首先搬到了纽约一个比较高级的住宅区。在这里，我们使用的形容词 upscale 来代表是高档的。在这里，他的目的就是为了要 to pursue a career as a bond trader， 想要呢能够展开他证券交易员的生涯。我们常常用 pursue 这个动词来代表从事或者是奉行怎么样的原则。所以在这里的叙事者 Nick Carraway， 他到了这个大城市当中，发现这里的人都相当的有钱。第一段的中间提到了 They often flash their newfound wealth around in an attempt to impress their peers. 这些人呢常常会炫耀他们呢新得到的财富，到处炫耀，我们可以用 flash something around。举例来说咯，如果你带着大量的现金就要财不露白，你就可以写 If you're carrying a lot of cash, don't flash it around。而这些人呢，到处炫耀 their newfound wealth， 新刊得到的这个新得到的财富。它的目的在哪里呢？In an attempt to impress their peers， 为了要能够去取悦同侪，让他们呢相同等地位的人印象深刻。在这里我们使用了一个名词 attempt 来代表是企图或者是尝试的意思。我们常说 make an attempt to do something， 指的就是尝试要做怎么样的事情。而 attempt 这个字也可以用来当作动词，也就等于 attempt to do something， 也就是有企图尝试的意思。这一段的最后一句， Every Saturday evening, Gatsby hosts extravagant parties in his enormous mansion。 而这个叙事者呢 Nick， 他有个非常有钱的邻居，他的名字就叫做 Jay Gatsby。他每个星期六的晚上都会举办这些豪奢的派对，而在这里的 extravagant 就是代表着豪奢的意思。
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back.
It's time now to continue our lesson, everybody. We're kind of talking about the plot of this novel, The Great Gatsby, and we've introduced you to the main star, the main protagonist of the novel, Jay Gatsby, hence the title The Great Gatsby. And again, he hosts these big parties on Saturday evenings. Well, Nick has a cousin. Remember, Nick is the narrator of the story. He's from the Midwest, so he's kind of a pure, innocent, kind of farm boy out there with these really cynical and really rich, manipulative Eastern people. Well, Nick has a cousin whose name is Daisy, and Daisy is married to Tom. So Nick's cousin Daisy and her husband Tom offer to show him around town. So Nick is kind of new to New York. It's probably a big city to him. And so they say, hey, you know, we live here. We'll take you for a little ride in our Packard or something like that and show you the sights of the city.
What's a Packard, Tom?
I'm guessing it's an old car that was popular during the 20s and the 30s.
Oh.
It's long gone now, but I think a lot of rich people had those kinds of cars. But in any case, yes, they offer to show him around.
Well, Nick soon learns that Tom is having an affair with a woman named Myrtle. Remember, Tom is married to Daisy.
Ooh.
Mm, so he's having an affair with a woman named Myrtle. That name alone would keep me away from having an affair. Myrtle sounds a lot like turtle. Mm. So to me, it's not a very attractive name. It's an old-fashioned name for a woman. You don't see Myrtle anymore, at least in America.
I've never known anybody by the name of Myrtle.
Well, later, Nick receives an invitation to one of Gatsby's parties. So he's lucky enough to get an invite to the Great Gatsby's mansion. I bet he's pretty excited. Well, while he's at the party, he discovers that Gatsby is madly in love with Daisy. Now, remember,
ooh,
Daisy's already married to Tom. This is kind of a mess, isn't it?
It's very confusing.
Yeah.
So I guess he's at this party, and Gatsby's had a few to drink, and he's probably hitting on Daisy over there. So he thinks, I think Gatsby actually has a thing for Daisy. And Nick agrees to reintroduce them, and soon after, Daisy and Gatsby have an affair. So I guess they sort of were informally introduced before, and Nick agrees to actually introduce them to each other again. After that, Daisy and Gatsby start seeing each other on the side.
Uh-oh, this is bad. Well, Tom, Daisy's husband, learns about their relationship. And when he does, he is enraged. If you're enraged, you're really, really angry. Don't use this if you're just upset. You have to be so angry, it's hard to see straight. Sometimes they'll use that phrase, he's so angry he can't see straight. I don't know why it affects your vision, but somehow we came up with that phrase. So he's very, very angry because he finds out his wife is having an affair. What I think is very ironic is that he's having an affair too.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why he's so angry if he's doing the same thing.
Yeah, you know, it should be an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, you know. Well, I'm having an affair, so I guess it's only fair that my wife have an affair. But that's not how Tom feels. He's extremely angry. He is enraged. And he tells everyone that Gatsby is a vicious criminal and became wealthy through illegal activities. So here Tom is trying to get some revenge on Gatsby here. He says, well, I happen to know that Jay Gatsby is a vicious criminal.
Uh-oh.
He's not only a criminal, but he's a vicious criminal. If you're vicious, that means you're really, really bad. You're probably violent as well. And so he's a criminal. He's a crook. He's a thief. He steals things. And he actually beats people up, and he's killed people before. And he became wealthy, not in an honest way. He got to be rich through illegal activities. Illegal means things against the law, like selling drugs or, at least at this time, probably selling alcohol because it was illegal at the time.
Yeah, he starts a rumor. We don't know that this is true about Gatsby. Tom just wants to hurt Gatsby's reputation, and so he spreads these vicious rumors, you could say. Vicious means very violent and cruel. Also, you're intentionally trying to hurt someone if you're vicious. So he's trying to hurt Gatsby and damage his reputation. It sounds like he's trying to tell people Gatsby's part of the mafia.
Ooh.
Which was, the mafia was the group that was really in charge of all the alcohol distribution when it was illegal. So he's saying, oh, this guy's a bad guy. He's done all this illegal stuff. That's why he's rich. Well, when Daisy is confronted with her infidelity, she ends her relationship with Gatsby. I guess he feels badly and says, okay, you caught me. I'll stop it. Infidelity is the word we use to describe people who are having a romantic relationship with someone other than their husband or wife. So it's a bad thing. Infidelity.
Exactly. And fidelity means people are getting along okay, they're peaceful, they're nice to each other. But infidelity means things are not the way they're supposed to be. This word here is being used to refer to basically cheating on somebody, seeing somebody else outside of your marriage. Well, I guess Daisy thought, well, I guess you're right, Tom. I love you after all. It was just for fun. Jay Gatsby's a rich guy, but he's kind of shallow. So I will end this relationship with him. Well, Tom, of course, feels victorious about this. I got my wife to stop seeing the Great Gatsby, so he's victorious. If you're victorious, you win. So he feels like he won some kind of battle here.
I think he's trying to hurt Gatsby here by letting Gatsby have one final trip with his wife, but saying, but you don't get her. She's coming back to me. So she ends up driving home with Gatsby, I guess, to take him back home. And she accidentally hits Myrtle as she's crossing the road and kills her.
Oh, no.
So Daisy's driving Gatsby home, and they're talking and chatting, probably saying, oh, we'll never see each other again. And she accidentally hits Myrtle. Remember, Myrtle is the one that is having the affair with Tom, Daisy's husband. Now, it says here she accidentally hits Myrtle. So she didn't do it on purpose. He just didn't see her.
Exactly. So it was an accident. And so he accidentally hit her. Well, Tom has to tell the husband something. So he tells Myrtle's husband, Wilson, it wasn't actually Daisy driving the vehicle. It was Gatsby who was driving the vehicle. So he's the one who was driving the car when the car hit your wife and killed her. So I guess he told him that so that Wilson would not kill Daisy, and then Tom would be out of a wife. These things are getting kind of complicated, aren't they?
Yeah, I bet you'll have to read it a couple of times to understand which person is with whom, and it's kind of hard. Well, he is a big liar, Tom is. He not only has an affair and is an adulterer, that's what you call someone who has an affair, he's a liar. And so he says that, oh, Gatsby was the one who killed your wife. He ran over her. And, of course, Wilson's very upset. He must have a big temper.
Yeah.
Must get angry quite easily because he then grabs his gun and goes over and shoots Gatsby, kills him, and then commits suicide.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Sounds pretty terrible. So Wilson thought that actually Myrtle and Gatsby were having an affair. That's, of course, wrong, but that's what he believes. So he shoots Gatsby, and then he feels guilty about all this and commits suicide. Committing suicide, of course, means to kill yourself. I guess here Wilson could not face himself after that. And at the novel's close, Nick, again the guy from the Midwest who's kind of innocent and pure, is disgusted by the immoral behavior he's witnessed. If you're disgusted by something, you just think it's really strange, it's awful, it's terrible, and you just don't want to have anything to do with it. You could say someone is disgusting. Oh, you're disgusting. Stay away from me. And that you're disgusted by something. In this case, he's disgusted by the immoral behavior he's seen.
Immoral just means not good. It's morally evil or wrong, things you shouldn't do. Here it says he's witnessed this immoral behavior. If you witness something, you see it yourself. So he just doesn't like what he finds in New York City amongst these rich, wealthy people. So he decides to get back to real life in the Midwest.
Go back to Missouri and work at his father's grocery store or something like that and stay away from these really terrible Eastern people. And it goes back to the Midwest, to small town life. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's the end of our discussion for today. It's time now to turn things over to our cheerful Chinese teacher.
还记得故事的叙事者 Nick， 他呢有一个表妹叫做 Daisy， 他的先生的名字叫做 Tom。 在这里人物开始变得比较多，而且我们会发现呢，彼此之间都有一些暧昧的情怀。在英文里面我们使用 have an affair with somebody， 代表着就是与人有婚外情。Nick 的表妹黛西的先生跟另外的女子呢有婚外情，而呢当 Nick 受邀去参加这个 Gatsby 的派对的时候，发现 Gatsby 疯狂着爱着 Daisy， 所以呢后来 Daisy 跟 Gatsby 也发展了婚外情。我们来看一下第二段最后两句。 When Tom learns about their relationship, he is enraged. 当然咯， Tom 这个先生发现了妻子跟 Gatsby 之间的情怀之后呢， he is enraged。 Enraged 这个字呢本来指的是使激怒或使人勃然大怒的意思。而呢 to get back at Gatsby, Tom tells everyone that he is a vicious criminal and became wealthy through illegal activities. 为了要报复他， Tom 就告诉人家 Gatsby 其实是一个罪犯，而且是透过非法的活动才会变得那么有钱的。继续往下面看第三段的第一句。When confronted with her infidelity, Daisy ends her relationship with Gatsby. 这里的 confront 解释成为被质问，用过去分词来代表被动。当被先生发现并且质问他这样不忠的行为， Daisy 当然就结束了他跟 Gatsby 的关系。然而又因为后面一些事件的发生，我们继续来看到这一段后面写着Wilson becomes convinced that Gatsby and his wife were having an affair, so he shoots Gatsby and then commits suicide. 在 Gatsby 跟 Daisy 开车回家的途中，不小心撞死了一位女子，而这位女子的先生就是 Wilson， 他以为就是 Gatsby 跟他的太太呢有了婚外情，于是呢就开枪射杀了 Gatsby 之后自杀而身亡。At the novel's close, Nick, disgusted by the immoral behavior he's witnessed, decides to return to the Midwest to escape the big city life. 到了故事的结尾，又回到了叙事者 Nick， 由于呢对于这样子不道德的行为感到厌恶，他决定呢再回到中西部，逃离大城市的生活。
That's all the time we have for today. Join us for our next program. We'll continue to talk about the author of The Great Gatsby, F. Scott Fitzgerald. For English Digest, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. Goodbye.
Bye.